Hello, everyone, and welcome to Raw Talks podcast with me, Sarah, together with Simba and Mark from Living with the Spirit. And we are here to offer you raw and real conversations about physical, emotional, and spiritual transformation. We are specialized in regulating the nervous system, somatic work, energetics, shadow work, and deep and unique body work. Our purpose here today is to share our journey and our teachings with conscious leaders just like you and to unlock anything that is holding you back from living a life of freedom and purpose. We are truly grateful and honored to have you with us, and let's explore.
Hello, everyone. Mark here from Living with the Spirit, and this is our Raw Talks podcast, where we break down topics that are timely and relevant. And today, we certainly have a topic that is timely and relevant. We're going to be talking today about acceptance and all of its different forms. And as we get into the podcast, I'll tell you a little bit more about why that's our topic today. But I've got here with me Simba. Simba, you want to say hi to everyone?
Hello. And on the topic of acceptance, I accepted that this is the shirt that I had on today. And I think it's wonderful. It's just a wonderful topic, and I'm really happy to share.
Yeah, Simba, you got to show us your shirt a little bit more. Show us the love.
Yeah. It's a bit of a playfulness, because I always wear like work uniform, and so it's very serious. So that's just a way for me to remember. A little bit of fun also makes things lighter.
Yeah, we're having a little bit of contrast today. I've got all of the gear on, and somebody's got his love t-shirt on. So that's all right. That's how we roll. Acceptance. Yeah.
It's a big topic. I think really when I look at acceptance, if I turn it on like this, one of my main problems that led me into this journey of self-development was anxiety. And what anxiety did for me was overthinking. You know, that voice in your head that never shuts up. It just keeps on going. And a lot of the voices that I felt I had in my head and that I've seen in clients now working over the years that I've been here in Thailand and in Sweden, it's really trying to find ways to defend itself or attack something, or to explain something that we cannot fully accept, embrace, and just let it be the way it is. So it's really like a tool that's running on autopilot if we let it. And it goes to a point where, for me, I thought, wow, that voice in my head is me. If I shut that off, I'm going to die. I'm, you know, that's who I am, right? To that point, I was driven with my anxieties. And how it relates to the topic today was because I wasn't accepting myself the way I was. I wasn't accepting the emotions. I wasn't accepting my body. You know, I have to have more muscles. I have to look this way. There was so many different areas that I wasn't accepting that was leading to anxiety and overthinking. So I think the acceptance, especially in many religion and spiritual practices, it's a very big concept because it brings you to a state of peace and clarity and into the present moment.
Yeah. I think that, you know, one of the things that we'll talk about today is a little bit, you know, there's kind of like a fine line between acceptance and like, you know, I mean, there are goals and things that we try to set for ourselves, right? So, you know, you can accept that your body is the way it is right now today. And that's really a great place to start from. If you want to have a goal, like you said, somebody like, you know, lifting weights or building your muscle up and building your body up. But if you come into that goal with a state of non-acceptance and, you know, feeling angry at yourself or, you know, guilt around yourself, then it will kind of be a whole journey of negativity. So accepting where you are right now today, even if you still have goals to change or do something different in your life.
Definitely. And I think what I discovered for myself and also working with clients was I looked at acceptance as giving up. And they are not really the same. And I kind of got that feeling. That's what you were trying to highlight, right? That I can accept the situation the way it is, and I can allow myself to realize, for whatever reason, this is how I feel, this is how my body is, this is my emotions, my thoughts, this is the consequences of my actions. But it doesn't mean that I give up, but I accept it and I retreat and I take a moment, regroup, recalibrate myself, and then I can choose what to do. But if I'm still fighting the circumstances and anxiety and pushing, he's smiling here, then something might break, something might push, right? Like I might push into something.
Yeah.
Why don't you share what's coming up for you? It seems like something is coming up for you.
I think you brought it up perfectly with that last word in your statement there. Something breaks.
Okay.
Yeah. So this past week, or maybe it's been 9 or 10 days now, but I broke my foot. So you can't see right now, but I've got a little cast on my foot right now. I was doing some exercises in the gym. I was doing step ups on a wooden box, step up, step down. And I stepped down kind of at an unforgivable angle on my foot, and well, it broke. And it's been a journey of acceptance. And perhaps I'm still in the midst of that journey because, well, I mean, this is the first time I've broken my foot or a bone in my body. And, it's a difficult thing to be immobilized and not able to do the things that you normally do, not able to walk, not able to easily get up and go to the toilet, all these things that I take for granted that is easily done on a healthy foot. And it's been to a detriment. So because of my unacceptance, I've prolonged the healing of my foot because I've been doing more than I should be on it. And I went to get an x-ray on the foot, and the doctor said, it's not healing, or it's not healing the way it should be. The bone is supposed to be going closer together, and there's still a gap. So the unacceptance of my circumstance has caused further damage to the circumstance. And I think that that's just a metaphor for life, really. Anytime that you're not accepting something, and sometimes reality is just reality, and there's no way around that. And if you're constantly trying to avoid or forget or push through, then you kind of make the situation worse. So there's a certain level of acceptance that I'm working with, and that is also healing. So I've got a broken bone to heal, and I've got a broken mindset also that I'm working with to accept what's happening, to accept help from others, to accept rest, to accept these changes. And it's been, there's always like a curse and a blessing are mixed together some way, so I have a broken foot, but I'm learning a whole lot about myself along the way. And Simba, what have you noticed? Because you've been the spectator and my guide and my support and my healer in this process.
It's my background is mixed martial arts or traditional martial arts. And this is very common, what has happened to you. That's why I'm drawing this parallel with what I'm answering. And it's very common that whenever an athlete or someone that's very driven in their life has some kind of injury or some kind of setback, that they kind of not forces, but put you into a space where you're needed to, or you have a choice to look at your circumstance, right? You're really put into a place where, okay, this is the circumstance that I'm in. And that can break someone or it can lift someone up. And many times you've probably seen athletes, right? They have an injury and they come back and all of a sudden they just like 20 notch better. And people say, wow, what did you eat? What did you do? Well, that's the inner work.
Yeah.
Because we're so primed in strengthening muscles, get success, do this. I'm a man, I should do this. I'm a woman, I should do this. This is what's expected of me in society. This is my culture. This is my family. So we have all of these belief systems, which are energy propelling forward. But sometimes those energy are not in harmony with us. We don't fully listen to our body. When something breaks, that's the time when you start to look at this energy work that we say, because something is not in harmony with the body. And I've definitely seen that with you, that it's not just, okay, I'm going to sit down for 6 weeks. You're really taking the opportunity to slow down and see, okay, what is it that's actually led to this? I mean, mistakes happens all the time. That's not a thing. But you used it as a introspection, a reflection of yourself, which has led to some profound insights, which has just propelled your own work with yourself and you know, how you show up in the world and probably how you're going to show up for your clients as well, right? Because we teach from our own understandings and our own experiences. So I've really seen that process in you unfold, that internal process, the inner work or energy work that we can call it, that you really start to look at, okay, why is these events happening to me? And you can start to see the underlying belief systems or patterns or habits that you have. And I think that's really the blessing from any kind of injury. I mean, you have one. I've broken 11 bones in my body, right? So it took me a little bit longer than you to figure it out. But we learn something from it, because it's not necessarily a natural thing to not have a body fully working. And you actually have to be forced to become aware of something that you just take for granted. So it is quite of a process to kind of just go, all right, I'm faced with my mortality. I'm not immortal. You know, at some point, this body is not going to function the way it does. And maybe it's time for me to really listen and to take care of it a little bit better. And I think that is really the gift that I've seen happen in you on a deeper level. I mean, you knew it and you've been doing it more and more the years that I've known you. But it seems like this time it's going very, very deep, and that you develop more compassion for your body and give it time to rest.
Yeah. Resting is the only way to heal sometimes. And that's the lesson I'm learning right now. Yeah. And, you know, as TRE providers, I'm also very lucky to have this tool with me, because I'm not necessarily using TRE to heal my bone, although I'm sure that it has a benefit, but I'm using TRE to calm my nervous system, to help me with the acceptance, to help me relax my body, to let go of tension and mental tension. And so I've been tremoring every day. And this has been such a relief, because, you know, during the day, I kind of build up a little bit of anxiety, I guess, you know, like I'm worried about different things that I can't do, that I should be taking care of, that are preventing me to finish some things or to do my normal routine even. But after 15 or 20 minutes of TRE, I feel that dissipate, that feeling in my body just starts to kind of dissolve away. And so listeners out there, surely if you're listening to me and Simba, you've heard us talk about TRE a lot. And it's such a powerful tool to help you regulate the nervous system. And we've got a wonderful opportunity this weekend to dive in deeper. Simba's leading a TRE module one. So Simba, how does TRE help people, you know, recover from injuries, recover from things like this, and help on the journey to acceptance?
If you have an injury, for instance, there's going to be a shock to the whole nervous system and to the body, right? Because you're going against the belief system. I think my body is solid, my bone is solid, and now it's not, right? So that creates a little bit of a stress. So depending on how long you've done TRE, you can still tremor with an injury. If you're new to TRE, it's not good to tremor with an injury. But what it does is it releases the stress and tension from the nervous system, which allows the body to send energy to heal instead of looking for a danger, instead of still being in that fight or flight state. So it tells the body the danger is over. We broke something, but we're safe. Now we can allocate resources, energy to start to mend the wounds and to restore and rebuild the body from whatever happened to us. And what it also does, it allows us to become aware of our body without having to break something, on a very deep level, right? We let go of the stress and ideas and overthinking, so we kind of connect to ourselves on a deeper level. And when you do that, it's easy to connect to other people as well. So it's good for you, and it's great for your communication skills, leadership skills, but also for all dynamics in your relationships, whether kids, parents, friends, your loved ones, partners, and so on. So it really allows you to get to know yourself and others with compassion, and it gives you a lens to look at human dynamics through a nervous system perspective, which makes it less heavy, makes it easier to accept, because it's less of right or wrong or smart or dumb or whatever kind of judgment we have. There's not so much judgments. We simply look at the responses of the nervous system. Is this organism, the body, all the systems of the body, is it safe or not safe? Is it perceiving itself safe or not safe?
Yeah.
And then we work with that. And once your organism perceives itself safe, you're going to change. You're going to talk differently. You're going to show up differently. And people are going to treat you differently. And that's why we say the grounding, you come to a grounded, self-regulated state. That is the root for anything: manifestation, abundance, success, happiness, wealth, joy. Because now all your energy is going in the direction you want. You're not scattered everywhere. So I think that's really the gift of Thierry. Hello, Simba from Living with the Spirit here. Just taking a quick pause to share about a globally recognized Thierry provided training program that launches this October. This is an opportunity to spend a year with me on a journey to become a Thierry provider. Along the way, you will learn more about the depths of your own nervous system, the ins and outs of the polyvagal theory, and how to guide others in the Thierry process. If you're interested and want to learn more, head over to our website, livingwiththespirit.com. That is livingwiththespirit.com, and book a free, no strings attached discovery call. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the rest of the podcast episode.
Yeah, it is. And I really like this nervous system lens. And that's a phrase that I use a lot. And even I have this opportunity to look at myself and say, this is just my body responding. This is just my nervous system having a response to the events that occurred. And what can happen is that, you know, like in the instance for me having a broken foot, I could start to accumulate mental avoidance or shame or guilt or blame. But instead of accumulating that, I just say, hey, I have a broken body in my bone. My nervous system is responding to that in a variety of different ways, which helps me to have self-compassion instead of going into the emotion of, you know, the victim mentality. And that's been very beneficial. Yeah. And I like what you said, Simba, too. You know, if you do have an injury of some kind and you're interested in using TRE, make sure that you are working with a provider who knows exactly how to handle your situation specifically for your injury. It's not recommended that you do TRE if there's something broken or injured. But so I'm under the care of an expert TRE provider, TRE trainer, the future of TRE innovation right here. So I'm very, very special to have that privilege. And speaking of TRE, if you've never done TRE and you've heard us talk about it, because we talk about it almost on every podcast and everything that we do, and maybe your interest has finally peaked enough that you want to try it yourself, we've got a package where I will teach you how to activate the Tourmaline mechanism in your body over a period of 6 different sessions. So it's 6 TRE sessions with me, and whether you've done TRE before or you've never done it before, I'm going to teach you how to activate the Tourmaline mechanism, which is genetically encoded in your body. It's there already. It's just dormant. And through a series of exercises that was developed by Dr. David Berselli, we work through these exercises to activate that mechanism. But not only do we activate that mechanism so that you can tremor, but I'm going to teach you about your nervous system, how it all works, what is happening in your body while you're tremoring, what happens afterwards, giving you that same nervous system regulation lens that we've been talking about today. So if that sounds like something you're interested in, just reach out to us. You can go to livingwiththespirit.com, or you can reach out to me or reach out to Simba, and we will get you squared away with TRE. And we hope that you continue to follow along as we continue to discuss and share more about how TRE and nervous system regulation impacts not only our personal lives, but everyone around us, because we are all connected and we are all together. We are all one energetic vibration. It's all a frequency. And so if you're hearing these words, we are connected in this moment. Simbo, why don't you finish off this podcast with a few words?
Of course, of course. And if you're listening to this the first time and you say, these guys talk about energy, I don't understand it. Simply look at it like this. If someone cries in a public space, you'll feel something, right? Someone laughs in a public space, you'll feel something. That's the connection we're talking about. So we are connected. We feel each other's emotions. And when we practice tools like TRE, you let go of the stress and the ego and the analyzing and the distancing of you from something else. And we start to feel that interconnectedness. And that fosters more acceptance and compassion. And it makes everyone more safe because it becomes a less competitive, a more collaborative and community-based living, which I think is definitely going to be the future for all of us to get through stress and the way that society is built up today.
Well said, Simba. You always articulate things easier to understand.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, much love to everyone out there, and we'll see you next time on the Raw Talks podcast. Cheers.
Take care.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And please send us a DM for any questions, inquiries, or consultations. Please follow us on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. And please visit our website, livingwiththespirit.com, to read more about us and what we do. And remember, freedom and purpose is your birthright. Lots of love.